Near the beginning of Parshas Bahar, the Torah says, "V'chisom ru manochal b'shana shviyis heinon izrav lo nesofas tvaseinu." If someone would say, "How can I not work for a year during Shemitah? What am I going to eat?" V'tzivisi Hashem promises, "V'tzivisi es birchasi lachem b'shana shishis v'yasasa tvel shloshim." Don't worry, Hashem will give an extra brach in the sixth year. There'll be three times as much. You'll have more produce than you know what to do with. The Sforno makes a diok here, which is at first a bit challenging. If you say, what am I going to eat? Meaning if someone is miktani amana, right? They say, how am I going to manage in the Shemitah year keeping Shemitah? Then I'll suddenly give them a big bracha and they'll have lots of, they'll grow lots of extra grain the year before. And if someone doesn't ask any question, Hashem, and just has tvimus and just follows what it says in the Torah, then they won't get a bracha. Like, why will you only get a bracha if you start questioning Hashem? But if you're just a tamim guy who puts your hasbitachon and doesn't worry about it, then you won't get a bracha? Doesn't make sense. Says this form, and of course everyone gets a bracha. But there's actually two different brachas being discussed in this parsha. Because if you go to the pasuk before this, it says, "Vasi semes chukasai v'yismashvatai tishmru vasi somosam v'shavtem el aritz levetach v'nosna aritz perya." It'll grow produce. V'achaltem lasov, you'll eat and be full, be satisfied. V'shavtem levetach aleha, and you'll be fine. Says, what's the bracha? Says Forno, the real bracha is v'nasarit periyah. There won't be extra. V'nasarit periyah chatem lasova. There won't be $1 million. There won't be, tremendous piles of everything. V'achaltem lasova. But whatever you have, Rashi says here, v'achaltem v'achaltem lasova. You'll eat, and whatever you eat will be enough. Hashem won't make a miracle to give you $1 million. But whatever you have will be enough, and you'll be happy with it, and you'll have everything you need. Says for the real, the lechachila bracha is that you'll have everything you need. But if you say, what do you mean? I don't want to just have faith. I don't want to just have bitachon of tmimus say I'll have what I need. The real bracha is a asher samech b'chalko. But if you say, manochal, no, if I don't have $1 million in the bank, I can't sleep at night, then Hashem says, okay, b'di'evet for you, I'll give you the lower level bracha, and I'll put $1 million in your bank account. But ultimately, who has the higher bracha? Ultimately, who has the greater bracha? The person who needs to live in a mansion and drive a fancy car, and somehow we manage to work out a min hashamayim. She gives the man into the fancy car, and you can finally sleep at night. Or the Chafetz Chaim, who lived wherever he lived and ate what he ate and drove whatever donkey or horse or whatever, milked his cow in the backyard and didn't worry about it because he had everything he needed. Who's really got the bigger bracha? They tell a story once. Someone went to the stipler. And then, the stipler, it's like all the rebbes, the gedolim. Every day you're a sandik at least once, if not 1,000 times. Everyone wants it. So they said, hold on, we have a masorah that you get rich by being a sandik. You're a sandik more than anyone else in the whole generation. So how come you're not rich? So the stipler said, what do you mean? I'm so rich. What am I missing? I have everything I could possibly ask for. You see how well the bracha works. Ultimately, who's really richer? The guy who needs $1 million in the bank and has it? Or the person who doesn't need $1 million in the bank because he's free of that shibud to pursuing riches, to having fancier than everyone else? I heard once, I wish I remember, we were a fascinating drush. The Torah says about the Yovel, ukrosem dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveha. So some of the darshanim ask, what do you mean across in Dvar Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshveha? It's only for the slaves, the Eved Ivri, or the poor people who sold their land, who don't have anywhere to live. They get Dvar Ba'aretz. But the rich people, what do you mean across in Dvar? They have to give up all their real estate. They have to give up all their avadim. How's it across in Dvar L'chol Yoshveha? So I heard an answer once that, no, everyone gets free. The guy who's an Eved, so he's an Eved, now he gets free. The guy who doesn't have land, now he gets his land back. We understand that gives him freedom. The person who could only live because he can enslave someone else and be meshabed that guy and be better than that guy, make that guy work for him. The person who is meshubed to the fact that he had to be higher than everyone else, that he had to have more real estate than everyone else, that he had to be Bill Gates. The person is meshubed that he could only be happy if he had everything that everyone else used to have. If he took everything from everyone else, if you would say disaster happens and Hashem wiped out all his fortune, he wouldn't be any free. But if he gets inspired to the point where after seven Shemitahs and a Yovel and a Yom Kippur and hearing the shofar from Har Sinai, Behar Sinai Lamor, Bimshoch HaYovel, Himayalu Vahar, and he gets inspired to the point where he can be Mavater, say, I'm Mavater my land, I'm Mavater my Avadim. I'll have my ancestral land, I'll have my small farm like everyone else, I'll wash my own dishes like everyone else. And he can be inspired to say, I don't need all these things. Now, across from Torah L'Chol Yisrael, he's now been freed of the shibud and the encumbrance and everything he thought he needed and couldn't live without. And now that he realized he can be Sameach Bechelko, he achieved perhaps even more freedom than the guy who was an Eved, Meshubad, who now went free. Ultimately, maybe the true message of the Yovel here is that, yes, Hashem's very nice to us. Hashem, if we need $1 million in the bank, Hashem will bless us if we keep Shemitah with $1 million in the bank. But ultimately, that's not going to make us rich. What's going to make us rich is Va'achaltem lesnarts periyah, the regular periyah. Va'achaltem lesova is a zeo asher hasameach b'chalko. Shabbat shalom.